"This one's Bobby," she said. Her voice had changed somehow. There was something in it I'd never heard before. Sorrow. But she was still smiling. If it was sorrow she felt, why was she smiling? "Bobby Garfield. He was my first boyfriend, my first love, I guess you could say. He and Sully and I were best friends back then. Not so long ago, 1960, but it seems long ago." What happened to him? I was somehow sure she was going to tell me he had died, this boy with the narrow face and the crew-cut carrot top. He and his mom moved away. We wrote back and forth for a while, and then we lost touch. You know how kids are. Nice baseball glove. Carol, still with the smile. I could see the tears that had come into her eyes as we sat looking down at the snapshot, but still with the smile. In the white light of the fluorescence from the dining hall, her tears looked silver, the tears of a princess in a fairy tale. That was Bobby's favorite thing. There's a baseball player named Alvin Dark, right? There was. That's what kind of a glove Bobby had, an Alvin Dark model. Mine was a Ted Williams. I think my mom rummage sailed it a couple of years ago. "Bobby's got stolen," Carol said. I'm not sure she knew I was there anymore. She kept touching that narrow, slightly frowning face with her fingertip. It was as if she had regressed into her own past. I've heard that hypnotists can do that with good subjects. Willie took it. Willie? Willie Shearman. I saw him playing ball with it a year later, down at Sterling House. I was so mad. My mom and dad were always fighting then, working up to the divorce, I guess, and I was mad all the time, mad at them, mad at my math teacher, mad at the whole world. I was still scared of Willie, but mostly I was mad at him, and besides, I wasn't by myself, not that day. So I marched right up to him, and I said I knew that was Bobby's glove, and he ought to give it to me. I said I had Bobby's address in Massachusetts, and I'd send it to him. Willie said I was crazy. It was his glove, and he showed me his name on the side. He'd erased Bobby's, best as he could anyway, and printed his own over where it had been, but I could still see the BBY from Bobby